Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. My co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Welcome back.
Did you hear the mister?
I did. I like the term of distinction.
Yeah. Month. May is Mental Health Month.
Going gray, so I earned my mister. I always say it's instead of May is Mental Health, we'll say May be Mental Health. And then it can be maybe Mental Health Month, maybe not. Right? Welcome back. We're joined by Maria Arroyo, and she's talking about the Assessment Center, and we were about to get into, ultimately the bottom line is you guys figure out what you've got, and you make sure it goes to the safe place, to the right place where people get effective treatment, right?
Yes, correct. So we're open from 8 to 5. People can come into our Assessment Center. They automatically, we conduct a pre-screening evaluation, and that's basically also very brief to get an understanding of what they're experiencing.
What's that sound like, or what's that? What do you ask?
We ask questions about any changes of mood, any changes in their sleep, in their any sudden changes.
People, when you talk about mental health, people don't like sleep. Why is that connected?
Well, the reason why sleep is connected with mental health is that at times sleep deprivation can trigger some symptoms. Psychotic symptoms.
I get really grouchy.
Yes.
You start seeing things, okay?
Grouchier.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's something. Sleep deprivation can trigger many, many physiological changes in your body. So that's something we looked into. And just we try to be very brief. The questions are very, very brief. Are you in any medication treatment? Are you feel people are, want to harm you, or are you having any thoughts of wanting to hurt yourself or others? We look at previous history of suicidal, homicidal attempts, just very brief, and that determines the quality of care that they're going to need at that moment. If someone comes in whether it's, just to clarify, for the pre-screenings, we see in people of all ages. And if someone comes in and they...
Everybody who walks in, off the street, basically, gets pre-screened.
If they are seeking services, they want to talk to somebody, there's a pre-screening evaluation.
Over the phone, too?
That will take place. Those are calls. We do receive calls, but that's more of into our crisis and referral desk, where we receive crisis calls at times.
Okay, so somebody called, for an assessment, you'd encourage them to come in and then you do this pre-screening.
Yes, that would be the way to go. And so from there, we determined whether they would, if they're in a crisis situation, if they're under major stress, if we, there's an imminent reasons or threat that they might hurt themselves or others, then what we do, we consult with our clinical psychologist and for further evaluation, and he is the one that determines whether the individual needs to be placed for further evaluation. So they are routed to a safe place where it's the crisis and referral desk, and that is where further evaluation takes place.
So sometimes it's very a dangerous situation.
Sometimes it could be a dangerous situation. Sometimes people just come in for a pre-screening because they are in need of community resources. They're being evicted. They're active clients or inactive clients that, need that extra support. Sometimes in that situation, if someone is already receiving services with us and they are going to our assessment center because they need help in some other area, what we do, we communicate with the designated program that they're receiving services with, and we try to coordinate whether it's case management services, whether they're coming in because something happened to them and might benefit from therapy services. At times, there's that referral that we can do.
So sometimes some of the people who come in are our existing customers.
Sometimes,
and they need help and they're just not sure where to go.
And yes, sometimes that happens where they're starting to receive services with us and they're familiar with that, with our assessment center. So if something is to happen, that's where they go.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.